Quilltree Books and Harper Audio present We Got the Beat by Jenna Miller, performed by Lindsay Dorcas. For Nelson, who showed me I had a voice and encouraged me to use it. Chapter 1.
You can do this, Jordan Elliott. I stared at my reflection in the school bathroom mirror, letting out my fifth deep breath. Or was it sixth? Whatever. I was hope and terror wrapped in the body of a fat 16-year-old lesbian. Typically wavy, shoulder-length brown hair was straightened. Lipstick was applied for the first time in months. Glasses had been cleaned more than once. My usual nerdy casual look took a back seat to a professional black blazer, blush pink top, and dark jeans that said I was confident, but serious. And none of it mattered. My appearance wasn't going to make or break my future. Mick Shannon had already chosen the newspaper staff roles, and whether or not I was at the top was no longer up for discussion. Still, I wanted to look good for the moment they announced I'd be editor-in-chief as a junior, or managing editor. Hell, I'd even take news editor. No matter what happened next period, my life was about to change. I could feel it. You can do this, I told myself again.
But what if you can't?
I whirled around as Mackenzie West exited the last stall and stopped at the sink next to mine to wash her hands. I took in her summer tanned skin and blonde hair that fell down her back in perfect waves. 2 years since our falling out, and she was still the worst. Not that we talked outside classroom obligations since then, but this interaction and the grin on her lips was enough to confirm it. I glared to make up for the fact that words weren't coming to me. A first.
You should probably stop the pep talk so you're not late for class, she added before I could think of something clever, grabbing a paper towel to dry her hands.
What do you care? I asked, my eyes narrowing. Just because she was my nemesis didn't mean I had to acknowledge it, or her.
Forget it, I said, before she could get in another snide comment. Just forget it.
I collected my bag from the floor and headed out of the bathroom.
See you around, she called after me.
Escaping into the hall, I groaned, impossibly furious at her words. She'd barely spoken to me, and I was already on edge. So much for positive breathing exercises. The Davenport High Observer classroom was full of chatter as I slid into a chair next to Audrey Lim. She was Korean-American, bisexual, and had the most infectious laugh. We met in middle school during the first day of gym class, which we both hated, and decided to eat lunch together after, which we both loved. She got me addicted to K-pop, and I got her addicted to Doctor Who. Somehow, the combination translated to best friends forever. On Audrey's left was my other bestie, Isaac Berman, who was straight and came from a half-Jewish, dad, half-Christian, mom, household. He was mostly raised Jewish, but still celebrated Christmas, or Chrismica, as his dad called it. Our moms had bonded as neighbors over being pregnant at the same time, so we were friends from day one. When Isaac's family upgraded to a nicer apartment building, mine followed. We learned how to walk, talk, and ride bikes together. Our parents exchanged recipes from old family cookbooks. The Elliots taught the Bermans all about hot dish, and the Bermans showed the Elliots how to make matzo ball soup and challah. Looking them over, I could tell they were as nervous as me about the newspaper positions, so I held back my urge to throw an anxiety spiral at them. Audrey was also gunning for a top editor position, and Isaac wanted to be the next photography editor, because taking pictures was the only reason he was in newspaper. He didn't obsess over writing stories like Audrey and I did. For him, his photos were the stories. Agree to disagree, Isaac. Words were everything. Top spot.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?